Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Spring has sprung, the lights are coming on. It's March and I'm mad as a March hare. Hair, Hairy Biker. Hey.
Oh, God.
Oh, love is in the air.
Oh, no.
Everywhere I look at you.
What?
I love spring. It's my favourite season.
Have you missed your laudanum again?
Well, my crocuses are out. My daffodils are out. You've got snowdrops in your garden.
I tell you what I've got. I've got saprising, dude. That's what I've got. And that's always good.
Oh,
I like spring. No, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
In the dark now.
No,
that's
no.
That's it. It's going to be a great year. Welcome to spring, Planet Rock listeners.
Yes, welcome to spring. I know it's pouring down with rain and dark, but it'll be fine.
It's on the turn. You know, I hate people always say the nights are drawing in. No, they're miserable. But nobody says the summer's drawing near.
Yeah, they don't, Dave. Well, we just have.
We have.
And that's our positive enlightenment for you lot on a Sunday or a Tuesday night.
We've got some good stuff coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, no, we have.
We couldn't be bothered to do any recipes.
No, to be fair.
So we've got this new thing called the Hairy Helpers.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking like some kind of elf Ewok who comes into your house and does your laundry.
Aren't we?
No,
I've got one of them, actually. They're dead good.
Right?
Yeah, no, here
he's
Ewok.
Dobby, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been lives under the stairs.
He's as a coot. No, yes. Kingy has a friend, Dobby. He's a gentleman.
Not that sort of friend.
Not a special friend.
No, not a, you know, not that sort of, you
come
know.
On, Kingy, we've got to get some music.
Yeah, no, should we just play some music?
Now. Spring has sprung.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Yeah, here's an interesting fact for you. In 2016, the most popular dog names were Bowie and Prince.
So these legends die. You name your dog after them.
Yeah, it's a bummer, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. I've got a rabbit called Lemmy.
Yeah.
What would you have called George Michael?
Goldfish.
George and Michael, you have two of them.
Yeah.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
There's an article in Classic Rock magazine of this month with one of the fellas from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and how, you know, some of his political kind of things I don't quite agree with, but he says he's proud to be a redneck. A redneck is a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, so it's in the magazine. It's not me calling people rednecks, you know, but... Oh, by God, we saw a lot of rednecks, and we were in the deep south, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you remember we were on that shrimp boat? And because
they were a good bunch of lads,
they were
rednecks.
Yeah. And they always have the baseball caps on back to front. And our director was quite posh, wasn't he? Simon Kerford.
Yeah, Simon Kerford.
He had that kind of, almost like Terry Thomas / Basil Brush.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
And... And this guy's there, and he turns his baseball cap on back to front so that, obviously, he doesn't blow up with his duck-billed peak. And he goes, oh, so that's why you put your baseball cap on back to front. I thought it was to reduce your IQ by 25%. I thought, oh, we're going to die.
Yeah, I thought that's it. They're going to shoot us and put us in the pond.
Anyway, enough. I've got an email from Gav Ward.
Oh, hello, Gav.
Hi, Gav. And the subject is Sunday lunch. Hello again, boys.
Hello.
I'm a massive fan of you both. Well, thank you, Gav.
Oh, thank you, Gav.
Love listening to you both on a Sunday at work, getting ready for a busy Sunday lunch service. I always have Planet Rock blasting out. I would like to know what tunes you both like listening to while you're in the kitchen. Greetings from Gav and the crew at the Weaving Shed in Shipley. P.S. You're both welcome to come. Give me a hand the next time you're in God's own country of Yorkshire Republic. Keep rocking, lads. Cheers, Gav. Well, we'd love to give you a hand, but we're busy here on a Sunday.
Yep.
Anyway, Kingy, what do you play when you're cooking?
It depends. I tell you what I played the other Sunday. It was a Janis Joplin album. And then I played the Grateful Dead.
You don't get depressed food then?
No, it's great. And then... I've just got that. And then...
you cut your throat.
You do it, man. It's brilliant, Janet. It's all blues and stuff. And then I played The Grateful Dead live dead. And then what else did I play?
Death and Destruction.
It's great, man.
Your cooking tastes better than that, can you?
I know, dude. But and then what else did I play? Oh, then I played Physical Graffiti by Zeppelin. What else was the other one that I've been listening? Oh, this was one. And then I played Supertramp, Breakfast in America.
Were you cooking breakfast?
No, no, it was dinner. What did you listen to?
It depends what I'm cooking. Yeah, if I'm doing an Italian, to be fair, I put a bit of Pavarotti on.
Oh, you're good.
You know, and I do it like that. But I know the other day, it was Blackstone Cherry. You know, and I'm cooking away. Blame it on the boom, 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 boom. You know, I'm bashing in meat and everything.
Oh, really? You know, in the kitchen, on your own?
Not off.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Pricking me sausages. Oh. But, this Mary Jane got a thing going on. And it gave you sugar in your pan and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Blackstone Cherry are brilliant for cooking with.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Aye. And what else? It just depends what you're cooking.
It does. You see, if I like, so, because we're big music fans, like, generally, like, if I'm cooking. If I'm cooking fish and it's a particularly brilliant piece of fish, like I've got a full fillet of like halibut or...
He listens to Marillion. Do you get it? Fish.
No. I listen to Gregory Porter.
What? What's he got to do with fish?
Well, it's gentle and kind of jazzy. Yeah, and but, you know, because you've got to treat fish with respect and gentle hand and calm.
Really? Oh, yeah. You only want it cooked quick, you know. A bit of status quo cooking your prawns.
Listen, I don't want to cook.
And if you're doing something that's all messed up, you play jazz, don't you?
Yeah.
It can bubble and squeak.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Right, it's time for the Hairy Helpers. Hairy Helpers, yes we do. Hairy Helpers, we help you. Hairy people, we love you. Ooh, 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 here we come. So actually, King, we've got two emails, which are both on roast potatoes.
Are they? Are we doing
Hairy Helpers, help your spuds.
Shut up.
Hairy Helpers, make your puds. Yorkshire, all lemon too. We've got tips to help you.
This is David Myers, who's gone clinically insane.
It's spring. I've had a week off, haven't I? Go on, you start, Kingy. Right,
this is Tom Steed, and the subject is Hairy Helpers Top Tips. I can't even say it. Right. Hi, Dave. Top tip number one. Don't do a pinch of salt when you have paper cuts in the tips of your fingers. Good. That's good. That's true. Tip number two, for crispy roast spuds, prepare as normal, but use a 1 calorie oil spray. The butter flavour one works really well. A couple of sprays on each spud, also it's lower calories and you're not using too much oil. Well, thank you for that, Tom. That's quite a... That's quite good.
Yeah, it's got flavour, it's common sense, and it works.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well done, Tommy, old fruit.
Well done, Tommy. A round of applause for Tommy.
God, that sounds like Steve Wright in the afternoon. So we'll have to stop that immediately.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my best mate.
Don't start. Go on, what's yours?
Right, this is from Kevin Gibbons. As in funky.
As in Gibby Gibbons.
Gibbo. Everybody's got a mate called Gibbo, haven't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, the subject is crispy roast potatoes, gluten-free / vegan style. Hi, chaps, love the show.
That's me shooting myself. Sorry.
Well, you've just written the vegan vegetarian book, you idiot. Anyway, I was listening to you this Sunday and someone was asking for a gluten-free way of getting crispy potatoes. My son Robert, 23-year-old rock fan with a fancy cocktail habit, does parboil potatoes that he roughs up and adds polenta to before cooking in oil.
Good lad.
Yeah, we've been doing that for years.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Vegetable oil is fine. Yeah, we've been doing that for years.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I think he does that, but I don't pretend to be a cook. But I can play a mean guitar. Goot won't give out. I hope this might be useful. Keep up the great work, Kevin. Kevin, we've been doing that for ages.
Well, Kevin, that was completely and utterly flaming useless.
And for those of you who aren't a vegan, goose fat works
great.
Yeah,
it's great.
But yes, yeah, it's fine. And the polenta. You can always use semolina as well if you haven't got polenta.
Mm.
Well, thank you very much for your care and taking your emails. We do read them, we do love them, we do appreciate them.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Yes, emails, yes. Right. It's this one's from Martin Lawrence, and the subject is April Wine. Oh, I mentioned it on the show the other day, that gig that I went to, and I couldn't remember. Yeah. I remembered April Wine, but I couldn't remember who it was. Anyway, hi, Si, hi, Dave. I think the other bands that played that gig with April Wine may have been Angel Witch and Saxon. Also, April Wine covered the 21st Century Schizoid Man. Yes, they did. Well done, Martin. Good grief. I'm still not sure whether it was Angel Witch though, and Saxon. I can't remember. Anyway, I tell you what, you know what, I've just moved house, right, and I've got all my old I think I have that. I tell you what I'll try and do, I'll try and hunt the programme out, because I think I've still got it somewhere. And
maybe
I'll tell you.
You can hook up and you can go to car boot sales together.
Yes.
And buy some more memorabilia.
Yes. And the other one is from Tony Kay about the April Wine in Newcastle City Hall. Supported by Sledgehammer and Angel Witch, April Wine closed with 21st Century Schizoid Man. Strangely full City Hall. What do you mean, strangely full City Hall? Yeah, I suppose it weren't, because they weren't a massive name, were they? But, you know, anything that we got in Newcastle, we all went to see. It could have been, a small chimp jumping through a hoop would be there. Do you know what I mean? Hey, get in! You didn't get much up then, there. And then the Mayfair. Used to go to the Mayfair. It used to be quite good in the rock scene in Newcastle, you see, because you could get drunk, like, most of the week. And then you used to have a Wednesday off. So Monday night would be the Green Bank and Crocodillos. Tuesday night, you kind of had a bit of a night off. Wednesday night, you just went into town for a quiet one in the Percy. Thursday night was, now I think it was, correct me if I was wrong, was it Thursday or Friday was the Rowan Club? Thursday was the Rowan Club. Friday night was the Mayfair. Saturday night was the Mayfair. Sunday, you had to go and see your in-laws and, you know, your outlaws. And then Monday, you went back to the Green Bank and started it all over again. I did that for a good 8 years. Which is why I am slightly in the state I'm in. And if anybody thinks we survived it, at my age, around 50, I can definitely tell you we didn't.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.